parsha begins with two events that force Yaakov Avinu to act in a manner completely out of his comfort zone. Yaakov was a man of words, not action. Yaakov is described as Hakol Kol Yaakov V'yadayim Yidei Esav. And despite that, Yaakov was pushed into an arena of Yadayim Yidei Esav. First, he's forced to face off with Esav, and then he's forced to wrestle the Sar Shel Esav. So why were these occurrences pushed upon Yaakov? Why was it necessary that Yaakov engage in battle, combat, and wrestling? What was the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending Yaakov and to all of us, all of Am Yisrael? In truth, Chazal tell us that Yiddishkeit is equally about action, not only about Kol Kol Yaakov. The Mishnah in Avos puts it more extreme. Emor ma'at v'asi harbe, speak little and perform plenty. There should be more action than words. In essence, we also have hayadayim de'esav. We also need to act, sometimes even fight and wrestle. So what differentiates us from Esav? What sets us aside from Esav if in fact we too emphasize the need for action, the need for ma'isa, the need for yadayim de'esav? The answer is quite simple. We also have Hakol Kol Yaakov. We also have the speech, the manners, the Derech Eretz, the Torah and Tefillah that frame our actions. You can have two people doing the same exact action, but the intent, the motive, the angle could be completely different. What sets our actions apart from our brother Esav's actions is the added component of Kol, Hakol Kol Yaakov. When our day begins with Torah and Tefillah, when our day ends with Torah and Tefillah, and when our day has interruptions with Torah and Tefillah, then our actions are very different than our counterpart. The idea becomes crystal clear when Yaakov Avinu blesses Yosef at Tzadik. You see, Yaakov explains to Yosef how he conquered land from the Amori through the use of sword and his bow and arrow, b'charvi b'kashti. The Rashi explains that those words really mean Torah and Tefillah. So, if it's Torah and Tefillah, why does the Torah use b'charvi b'kashti? We can't ignore the simple translation of the words. So Yaakov did fight b'charvi b'kashti. Yaakov did utilize the tools, the weapons, and the combats of Yosef, of Esav rather. Yaakov did engage in the world of Hayadayim with the Esav. But because his actions, his fighting and his battling was enveloped by Torah and Tefillah, by Hakol Kol Yaakov, then it took on a very different nature. His fighting took on a very different nature. His Bechar B'Bekashi took on a very different nature than when Hayadayim and the Esav are in a vacuum. The message of Chanukah is exactly this point. Chanukah is the only holiday, the only yontif, the only chag whereby we celebrate a victory. Purim and Pesach, at first glance, seem like it's a celebration of a victory, but it's more of celebrating not being killed. Neither Purim or Pesach was an all-out war, nation up against nation, but Chanukah was. Chanukah was a war. Chanukah was a nation up against a nation. It was a celebration, it is a celebration of Bnei Yisrael's victory by utilizing Hayadayim Yidei Esav. And yet, at the same time, the celebration of Chanukah is performed by means of words and expressions of gratitude. We thank Hashem for the victory, as well as thanking Hashem for the Neshe Shel Shemen. Every action, every victory, everything physical, and every Yidayim Yidei Esav hinges on Hakol Kol Yaakov. Chanukah is the day in which we celebrate Hakol Kol Yaakov Vayadayim De'esav. We celebrate the fusion of the two together. The great warriors of Yavon fell into the weak hands of the Kohanim. The Kohanim were not warriors. The Kohanim were not trained in combat. The Kohanim were worked in the Beit HaMikdash. The Kohanim learned in Yeshiva. The Kohanim were charged to give the daily bracha of Birchas Kohanim. The Kohanim carried the strength of the voice, the power of bracha, not the power of strength, muscle, or might. And yet, in the story of Hanukkah, the Kohanim are strangely found at the front lines. Because Hanukkah is when the two merge. Hanukkah is when Kol Yaakov merges with Yidayim Yedeisef. And this idea is alluded to in the halacha of Nisiyas Kapayim. Part of Birchat Kohanim is that the Kohanim must spread the hands while reciting the bracha. The ultimate fusion between the Kol, the bracha, and the Yadayim, the Nisiyas Kapayim, the Yadayim. The events of Hanukkah took place in the base of Mikdash, in the Makom HaMikdash, on the Har Bayis, which is the place that bridges between the world below, HaYadayim Yedeisef, and the world above, HaKol Kol Yaakov. The Tver Shlomo of Shlomo HaKoyin, the Radomsky, points to the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach to reveal the remnants of Hanukkah. In giving orders to his messengers, Yaakov invokes the word Ko twice. Ko Samrun. So shall you say. Ko Chafei is of course a reference to Chafei Kislev. Chafei is a reference to the Pasuk of Birchat Kohanim, which begins with Ko Savarucho. And I would add that Chafei is a reference to the Har Bayis, which is first referred to by Avram Avinu at the Kedesh Yitzchak by the words Ko. Avram says, V'ani v'anar nelcha ad Ko. So the word Ko signifies that which is above Yadayim Yedeisef. The world of Esav, the world of the physical, is represented by the numbers 7 and 24. 7 days a week, 24 hours of the day, that's Teva. This is the world of the natural order. But 8, as we all know, is Lamal Me'at Teva. And so through 25 is Lamal Me'at Teva. These numbers represent HaKol Kol Yaakov. So for this reason, Hanukkah is on Chafei Kislev. The Kohanim start with the letters Chafei, a Kohen is Chafei. And the Bracha they're told to give is Chos of Archu. And it all took place, Hanukkah on Har Bayis, which is described as Venelchad Ko. Because this is a thing, this is an event, this is a people, Lamal Me'at Teva. The message of Hanukkah is that we are a nation of action. But it must be with the infusion of kol, sound, Torah, and tefillah. The gematria of HaKol, Kol Yaakov, V'yadayim Yidei Esav, plus Chafei, equals the same exact gematria as Emor Me'at V'Asei Harbe. We should be zocha to soon see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, filled with the Kohanim, bestowing the bracha upon the world with the coming of Mashiach B'mher V'yameinu. Amen, amen. Have a good Shabbos.